Hello there, doctors. Welcome to Doctors Online Success. I'm Dr. Ann Trum.
I'm Dr. Michael Meng.
So in today's session, we are going to talk about how to pick your niche and why is it important. Sometimes doctor will ask me, what niche? Like N-I-C-H-E. What does that mean? It's almost like a specialty topic or the specialty or the solution that you want to focus on. That is like the more niche you are, the better. It's kind of like the doctors we work with, Mastermind, they will focus on like knee pain for pickleball players or weight loss for women over 50 or pregnant women over 30, first pregnancy. Those are the niches. We're going to talk about why you should niche down and why that is important.
Yeah. So here's the thing that you have to understand is like people say, well, if you do that, you're going to kind of limit your scope. It's like my mentor told me, like, if you try to sell to everybody, you're really selling to nobody because it's just so big. Even something like you say, oh, my niche is weight loss. Weight loss isn't a niche. It's an industry. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And unless you've got deep pockets to market that, you have a very difficult time doing that. So that's why it's important that you align with something, that your niche aligns with your expertise, with your passion, with current market demand. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
So Mike, how does the doctor determine where the market demand for his or her niche?
Yeah, I think it first starts off even before market demand is like, why should you go into this? And the easiest way is like, what is your own knowledge? What is your own expertise? What do you know, like the back of the hand that you just keep saying again and again and again? I like to use the examples like, if you could go on stage and talk about X topic for the next 10 to 15 minutes, what would it be? And that's usually the best thing. If you've never done this before, we talk about what we know. And so for doctors, and it could be what conditions, healthcare conditions that you take care of. What problems do you see that you are currently seeing in your niche or in your market you feel is unserved? Are there some frustrations that you see patients are going through that their needs are not being met? Is there something that you could provide that's faster, more efficient, that's better, that's easier? And we're just talking about health niches right now. We're just talking about medical niches. I know a number of doctors who are going into other areas where they're an expertise that have completely non-clinical. Let's say they're really good in real estate or they're really good at relationships. Here's the thing. I know some go into niche in helping pre-meds become doctors or high school students become into the universities of their choice. And they just happen to have the expertise and knowledge to go into. So that's where I would first start is identifying what problem that you can solve better than anyone else. That's where I would start. Then in terms of market demand, once you've identified, let me have a few niches you want to go to, is there things that you can validate your demand into it? I use something called Google Trends. You can go to trends.google.com and you can find out, like, are people actively searching for this particular treatment or this particular service? Is it social media? What are the people talking about? Are there Facebook groups associated with it? That could be the beginning of trends or niches into that. Pattern analysis. Are people buying advertising for these niches? When you look on Google, is there something that says sponsored ads, you know, on there? So that's where I kind of look. I say, look at forums. I look to see if people are actually talking about it. If you go into something like, here's a common fallacy. Something, let's say, hey, I'm going to go into the niche. I'm the expert at underwater basket weaving. Okay. And you put in Google and there's no searches or advertising. It's not that you think, oh, I have this all to myself. It's because nobody's interested in it. There's no money into it. So that would be a niche where I would probably pivot away from.
Right. So what you're talking to is kind of like a red ocean, the blue ocean type like thing. So when you hear this a lot, doctors, is that red ocean is something that a niche that everybody goes into. Like red ocean is weight loss and red ocean is aesthetic, Botox, meaning there's a lot of people there. There's a lot of sharks eating the fishes and it's red versus the blue ocean where it could be a niche that a lot of people are in. But it then also could not, is there a market demand? So another thing that you can do market research, don't forget Amazon. Amazon is also a search engine and put in that topic and you can see what the sponsor items are because Amazon also have courses in there as well as merchandise and other things. And then also the YouTube search bar, type in the YouTube search bar and you can see how many channels has that particular topic. Like for instance, if you're a rheumatologist, you can think about a niche like I can just do rheumatoid arthritis. just talk about rheumatoid arthritis because there's rheumatoid arthritis very common, and a lot of people have that condition, and not a lot of people can tolerate taking the medication. So that's a good niche to go into that align with what you do. So like the doctors we work with, we have an ER doctor that does hormones, just hormones alone, but he's now kind of specializing in hormones for men over 40 that was a college athlete. So he kind of like hyper specializes because he himself is and was that avatar that is now optimizing his health for longevity and peak health. But something I want to insert in there, whatever niche you go into, make sure they're marketable, but also that the client or the customers can pay you. So I met a doctor who wants to help prisoners that just gets released start a business. But he's getting frustrated because he can't make money because those customers can't pay him for the coaching. That's an example there. But it doesn't have to be a lot. It can just start with $500, $1,000, and anything over $5,000 consider high ticket. Mid ticket is between $1,000 to $5,000. And it can be just a consultation. It could be just educational coaching. It could be a course. It could be a membership. And it could be a treatment as well. It could be telemedicine or in person. And that's something that I love doing. I love looking at doctor's value ladder from free to low ticket to high ticket. About that. So niche is important because it establishes you as a brand, as an authority. Because once you figure out the niche, it's easy to figure out ideal client, or the name is avatar. And once you figure out who that is, then you can create content or videos, education video towards that person who will be more likely to watch your video. That's why niching is so important, but it's also help you hyper-focus. What you need to do is like, I'm a pain management doctor and I can treat pain from head to toe, but to focus on my online content, erectile dysfunction, and wrote a book on it and create all my online content about it and won the Two Comma Club Award, which is creating over $1 million in online revenue in less than a year. And also over 100,000 subscribers here at this plaque from YouTube. But it's because what I did was I went niche. I just talk about erectile dysfunction, causes, symptoms, treatment, alternative, and device. That's all I talk about. Been talking about that for the last 2.5 years. So what are your thoughts, Mike?
I think it's what's great is because unlike a lot of doctors, they said, well, I need to become an expert. I need to get pay thousands of dollars for a certification, or I need to get this particular degree. And I know you have certifications on there, but you also said, I'm the expert because I'm talking about it all the time and I'm going to talk about it every day or every other day and make a video about it. So you become the de facto expert on it. You don't just wait to have somebody give you a specific certification on it. You just say, I'm just going to call my shot and say, I'm going to become the expert. That's when I develop patients for it. So really important to realize is that the internet has really brought things together. And then that's another point to it is that you need to be able to not only find people who you can afford what you're trying to do, but you also can need to find people who you can actually reach. You can actually contact them. And that's what makes the internet is really an equalizer. Can you imagine 30, 40 years ago, mailing a letter to all the men out there who have erectile dysfunction?
It'll
be before the internet, how would you be able to reach them? And now you're able to reach them through these channels that anybody can access for free. You can start your own YouTube channel for free. And now you can, through contact, you can actually go in contact and find these people.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why we're actually going to teach doctors and how to create and launch their YouTube channel. So check the link down in the description here as well. So the point of entry is very low. It doesn't cost you a lot of money to start a YouTube channel, to be present. But one of the key is to be consistent. What I see creators or doctors do is they'll either go on social media or like Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube channel, and they'll do a video once a month, or then once every 2 months, or once every 3 months. The key to success, social media, is consistency. Showing up every week or every day and just creating content, because that's how you develop traction, and that's how you're able to kind of almost like draw the attention to yourself. But because you're niche down, you're talking to that particular population that wants to listen to you and wants to follow you. And that's why I talk about erectile dysfunction FIP. That's why our channel named Doctors Online Success, because we want to reach out to doctors to show them how to have impact and being online. Because like Mike said, like 30 years ago, if we're going to reach anybody, it has to be through ads in a newspaper or magazine or mail postcard to the house, which costs a lot of money. And the entry, you would have to have, you know, that's why big companies succeed and smaller companies struggles because they don't have that budget. But now you can open up a YouTube channel for free and a Facebook account or an Instagram account, even TikTok account, and then just use your phone, the camera to record, and even the microphone from the phone is very good. But you can buy a good dynamic microphone like the one I have here for $50 and a fairly good webcam for $50 as well. The things are getting cheaper and cheaper for you to create content. But we hear doctors say, well, I want to help everybody. I have a pain management doctor we work with, and he said, well, I do pain. I take care of pain from head to toe. So I want to help everybody. But they think that if they want to help everybody, what happens is that you can't help everybody with every pain condition, because when you help everybody, you help no one. Just remember this: when you are creating content, is there's an acronym, WFM, is what's in it for me. And so the viewers will only watch videos or content that is what's in it for them, what are they going to get out of it. And for me, I'm not going to watch a cooking video because I don't have time to cook, but I'll watch a marketing video. I'll watch how to market and reach the mass and one too many. And I'll watch Alex Hormozi any day, anytime. So any last thought before we go?
I think to sum up with your niche is you need to find, I think the sweet spot is you need to be an expert. You have expertise. I also think you need to enjoy, you know, working with this audience. You might say, hey, I find a niche in working with antisocial personalities. You may be an expert, but maybe that's not the audience that you want to work with. I'm not here to judge. But generally, the audience is the one you go to. Is one of my niches is I work with physicians because I like working with physicians. And then number two is there's got to be demand for it. There's got to be a demand that people are actually paying for these products and services. So find something that correlates with your expertise, your passion, and then you're on the way for the foundation for a very profitable business.
Yeah, I just want to insert in that this is a great niche. So we, one of our doctors that we coach, he has this niche that I thought was a great idea with Indian immigrants. When they come to the U.S., they can only stay for 6 months, and he provides primary care services for them for 6 months that they're here, charge them only $145 a month. That's include primary care service and blood work. And it's a subscription model. So they come for 6 months and then they leave. They may come back, but he provides that service and he belongs in several Facebook groups. He's also have some connection with the embassy and immigration agency as well too. So I thought that was a great niche in working with at the primary care doctor for immigrants. So having said that, the key point is niche down as much as possible up and do your research. And we just mentioned Google, YouTube, Facebook group. If you see anybody with ads, you can even see a niche, like go to Facebook ad, but you can see how many ads are in a certain niche. You can tell that is a very marketable niche as well too. Like my niche, erectile dysfunction, they're very, very marketable niche because right now there are about 50 million men suffering with that, that don't have real solution at this point. So having said that, we hope that you find this useful. Go and check out, we have a free community school where we put value on how to succeed online. Go to doctorsonlinesuccess.com. Check out the link right here, the banner, as well as the link in the description, and join that community. We are in there teaching you as well as supporting you on your journey to go from clinic to online to find your impact and your growth and really financial freedom and discover multiple streams of income that can be discovered online. And just know, as a doctor, you are 2/3 of the way there to become an online influencer, because you have the credibility and the expertise. You just need to have the reach, essentially the following or the viewers, to make the impact and the growth. So you're 2/3 of the way there. I can't think of anyone else that is more qualified to be an influencer than a doctor like yourself. So I just hope that you believe, take action, and know that it can be done, and never settle for being undervalued.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Take care.